Blog Talk Radio.
Little darling, it's been a long, cold, lonely winter. Little darling, it feels like years since it's been here. Here comes the sun, doo-doo-doo-doo. Here comes the sun, and I say, it's all right.
Hi, everybody. It's Amy and Dina. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. For our regular listeners, sorry for all the confusion. We were supposed to move the show to 9 p.m. on Wednesday nights, but it was not moved. So there was people trying to join us at 3 and then had some usual blog talk. You know, you've heard the story, but we're here. We're here. Dina, are you there?
I am. Hi, how are you?
Good, good. Thanks for being so flexible. Sorry for all the confusion. You know, everyone's all over the country and running all over the place. I guess the holidays and stuff, so the Keebler Elves did not come and make all the changes, but I'm thrilled to, you know, Jethro loves to change everything up, and this is his latest configuration. I've never shared the airwaves with Dina before, so I am, I'm thrilled, and I haven't even been to one of your shows in quite a while. So how have you been doing? What's new with you?
Well, I'm good. I'm getting ready for the holidays, and I get my tree up. I like a nice, you know, fresh tree, and it smells great.
Oh.
It looks great. So I'm sitting here and, you know, looking at my tree, and I'm, like, glad to be on the radio, and it's so nice to finally work with you.
Yeah, and I hope you're staying warm. I don't even want to tell the listeners what the temperature is here in Florida. I think we're the only place in the country. But I guess you guys are used to the cold weather.
Oh, yeah. This week is supposed to be, like, 0 and below 0 at night. So it's going to be fun.
Yeah, well, that's Christmas
shopping
at all. Fabulous. So we only have one caller in the queue. So while word gets out that we're doing the show, why don't we just talk about something or other and that people can listen to in archives. I think I'm going to ask you a couple of questions, not to put you on the spot, but I work with a lot of men and women who have recently and not so recently lost their spouses. And some of them believe, some of them don't believe. So what do you tell people who are on the fence? How do you tell them to prepare for a mediumship reading? But first of all, one question I would ask, not to just cut you short when you were getting ready to say something, but
that's okay.
You know, how long after the person is passed do you think, you know, because of course when, you know, someone is passed, they immediately, you know, want to touch base. But one of the things I would like you to hit on is how long do you think a person should wait? And then how often, you know, because I also see a pattern where people, especially with Blog Talk, where, you know, the whole Blog Talk system makes all these top-notch spirit workers freely available, you know, how often should you reach out for a reading? And anything else you want to share?
Mm-hmm. Those are a lot of loaded questions, so here we go. Well, I find that the majority of the people that come to me for medium readings, it's been a while since their loved one has passed on. And the reason for that is because they go through the grieving process. And while you're going through the grieving process, you can't think, that's not what you're thinking about. You know, yeah, you want to connect with them, but you're not quite ready. You know, that's what I have found so far. So, I mean, I can talk to them right away, You know, I have done that before too, that they do come to me like right when they pass. But I find that the majority of the people do like to wait. So it does not really matter. You know, it's what is comfortable for you, the person who wants the reading. And that's what should matter, because I can get them in any time. And even years later, they can still come in. But I do it different. I can call in whoever you want to talk to. I don't, like a lot of mediums, they just bring through whoever comes through for you. You know, it could be, you know, uncle you haven't seen since you were a child. And to me, that's not very important. So I like to get all them out of the way. Call in the person exactly who you want to talk to, and they come right through me. That way it's not all these other people trying to come in and talk. So that's how I do it.
That's and very interesting, because even when I've gone to see, like, you know, some of the celebrity medium, you know, and people will stand up and, you know, I remember one time going to see John Edward, and he's like, well, was there someone named Roger in your life? No. And then, you know, 5 or 10 minutes later of going through all this stuff, it's like, oh yeah, Roger's my brother. And it's like, Well, is he, you know, what, is he here or is he on the other side? Oh no, he's passed. And it's like, duh. So I think that people get, you know, a great deal. Yeah. That, you know, whoever it is who's, you know, there might be some unfinished business or some unanswered questions and things, and they just get tunnel vision. So that's very interesting. Let me ask you something else about this. How, you know, what about the spirits? I mean, some mediums that they kind of need time to, you know, kind of go through the Ellis Island of the afterlife, for lack of a better explanation.
Well, that's why I find that, you know, sometimes it's best to wait, but then some people, they don't want to. But some of them need some time and some don't. So that's just it. You won't know. You don't know until the person sits before you and, you know, wanting to do it. That's when you know, because all this stuff isn't pre-planned or pre-whatever. It's when that person sits before you, that's when these people will come in for you. It's not like, you know, we walk around seeing all these people and people have passed on and talking to your spirit guides, unless you want them, us to. So then, and the reason I call them in is because most of the time when you come for a reading, it's a half hour or an hour, whatever. And in that half hour or the hour, I want to give you the best reading that you got. I don't want to waste the whole time on something you don't care about. So when these people, when they're ready, they come through, and they come through quick, the spirits of the past on loved ones. And they come through like, boom, right away. And they talk, and they talk, and they talk, and they talk, for the most part. Not everybody's a talker. So that's how I do it. I know I do it different than most other people. That's how I do it, because I want to, you know, give you what you need when you get a reading. And these ones on the radio, it's not going to happen in that 2 minutes of whatever. But you're not going to get this full connection, because, you know, it does take that whole, like, usually a half an hour to really, really get into it. It's just these are quick readings on the radio. So you get...
Yeah, and I've noticed a lot of times on the radio that some of these readings that come through are really for other, you know, because if you think about what's going on, you know, tonight we've got kind of a quiet show, but if you think about what's going on, you know, a show where you've got, you know, 10 callers and a bunch of people in chat and a bunch of people listening, you know, that haven't even logged into the chat, they're just listening off the internet, you've got a whole bunch of energy there that you're having to process and, you know, pick up something comes out, and it's really the energy of a different caller or, you know, things like that. So I find it really interesting, and I think that's why it's really important for people to understand, and, you know, it's not it's really because of what you were saying, that so that you can get these readings that we do on the blog talk shows and that are done on the other blog talk shows, they are mini readings, and they are not, even if you even if, like, we've got this one caller, even if no one else calls in, she gets a 45-minute reading from us. It's just not the same as when you scheduled, when you scheduled a private reading. I think it's really important for people to understand that this is just, this is just a taste of it, and just impossible, especially if someone's doing the show themselves and they're running the board and keeping an eye on chat to make sure everything's running smoothly and, pulling forth the energy, you're just not going to, that's not the way it works when you're getting a private reading. So, you know, and of course, many of these people who do readings as a primary source of income, so, you know, there is the idea of the fair exchange, but more importantly, it's the idea of you getting a personalized reading where the focus is on, you know, the energy associated with a single individual instead of a chat room full of people all over the globe. So with that all said, let's see who this caller is, because they actually were here before me, and then we'll go from there. So 256, thank you for holding. Are you still there? Hello, 256? I don't know if you, I can't hear you. So if you're using Skype or if you're using Skype, you can try to unplug your microphone and plug it back in. I hear some little noises like you're at the very bottom of a swimming pool. So
I hear
for a second. Yeah, because Jan says that, okay, someone else called in. So 256, if you're there, we cannot hear you. But I hear that there's like someone there. I'll put you on hold for a minute if you can work on. Oh, hi.
Hi.
256?
Yes.
How are you? Who are we speaking
Good, how are
to?
You?
We're great. Who are we speaking to?
This is Kimberly. Sorry, I'm calling from Georgia.
Oh, okay, Kimberly. Hi, how are you? Sorry that it's been a little disjointed this evening and couldn't tell if you had stepped away or if your microphone wasn't working. But
yeah,
I'm Amy, and we've got Dina here. So did you have a question?
Yes, I do. I've been concentrated on career and hoping for, I'm going to look for another job because I want to get out of teaching. And I just want to know what Spirit has to say about that or any pointers.
I'm
going to let Dina go first. I'm just going to mute my phone here, and we'll go from there.
Okay.
What was the last thing?
The last thing is I've been focused on really finding another place of my own, but I'm teaching, and I want to get out of teaching. I want to find another job for next year because I can't do this another year. And I just want to hear what Spirit, you know, has to say.
Okay. Well, I'm feeling like after you get out of teaching, you need a little bit of time off. That's what I'm hearing.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, so I think what they're telling me is that the answers or the job for you will come in with this little bit of time off. It doesn't mean a real long time off, but, you know, a little bit of time off is what they're saying. And in that time off, you need to kind of, they're saying, recharge your batteries. And then you'll have a whole different focus on life. But I feel like you have something in mind. Is that true?
Yeah, I'm looking for a different type of job, but my ultimate goal is to go back to school. I'm really, even if I have to start part-time with chiropractic school, that's what I want to do.
Well, that's what they're saying. That's what they're saying. You need a little bit of time off because they said you already know what you want to do. So that little bit of time off, you'll be able to recharge so that you can go on to this next step. to what you want to do. That's what that was your whole message to, that yes, follow that path. Take that little bit of time off, recharge, and go on to what you already know that you want to do. And then that's when things will change. You will have a change, and it will be good. But not until you go through these next steps, because that's when I felt like you still had to go through some things before you could get to this other job. And, you know, don't worry about the part-time job just right away, just yet. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So just take that time off, recharge, and get all your ducks in a row, and everything will fall into place for you. It's not going to be as easy as you think it is. So when that time comes, just keep plugging along. Don't let it get to you.
Okay.
You find it a little bit difficult. But don't let it get to you. Just keep going, and you'll push through it. And when you push through it, that's when it will become easier.
Okay.
So don't get frustrated. Keep on with that path and that dream that you have, because that's where you're supposed to go.
Okay.
All right. Amy, did you want to do a little spread?
Yeah, it's interesting because, you know, like I had explained, today was kind of a stressful day, so I was just going to throw cards tonight. And it's so interesting to me when I do the cards how they verify what I feel empathically. And in this case, exactly what Dina was sharing with you. I'm throwing mermaid cards, and the mermaids are saying that it is indeed time for a change, and this change is going to bring forth a happy outcome. The cards are also saying, they also brought forth Archangel Raphael, and it says that you are a healer. You were you were doing your healing work with teaching, but that modality of healing is just wearing a little thin for you. So really this is just sort of picking up a new modality of doing the same thing, healing and helping people. It's very important for you not to think of it as starting a new career, starting over, starting from scratch. But the more that you think of it in terms of, I'm just putting some new tools in my toolbox, and I'm going to go on and continue doing my healing work, because you've got a powerful connection with people, and people feel very safe around you. I think the teaching, like what's happening to, you know, so many teachers, it's just the circumstances and it's not the healing work that's no longer rewarding. It's just the associated, you know, what you've got to go through to be that. So very, very important that you just understand that you're just taking, and also the mermaids brought forth that it is time for a time out. Really important. You've been so busy taking care of everybody else and, you know, managing in these situations that are less than optimal. It's not the healing that's burning you out. It's just the day-to-day, it's just exhaustion from, you know, just the day-to-day human stuff. You know, many of us are experiencing it right now. As a result, many of us are losing our passion. And it's just so important to understand that as we go through life, it's not like we're doing something different now. We're just picking up new tools. And, you know, when we talk about people who have passed over and concepts of reincarnation and things like that, we talk about, you know, lives within lives, but, you know, the lives between lives. And sometimes we have we really just have one great big life. And like the seasons and like we're going into winter, things slow down. Things appear to die, but they don't die because they come back in the spring. And we just lived in a culture where we just keep pushing forward and pushing forward. You're not using your energy effectively at this particular point in time. So understand that this time out has been given to you by your guides and by the angels. And to, you know, even if the transition to the next stage of your healing work takes a little longer than you're expecting it to take, or you start experiencing some economic insecurities or, you know, self-doubts or anything during that period of time, just remember that the angels, you know, the angels, and this is a time for you. It's a time to rest and regroup and rejuvenate. So it's very important that you understand that this is the circumstances that and this transition you're going through is indeed, you know, God-given. And this period of rest is going to help you heal physically and come back, you know, come back stronger. So many times we feel when we're not doing anything, or actually when we're not getting paid to be doing something, or we're not being appropriately rewarded either by, you know, we're not personally satisfied with our job or something like that, that we're doing something wrong. But just like physical pain, you know, the discomfort, emotional anxiety and different things like that that are associated, you know, that we come across in the different cycles in our life, they're clues. They're really gifts. They're gifts and they're clues for us to do things differently. That's a big thing that I'm getting here, is that to, you know, understand that this is just a getting, it's just a process of getting some new tools. It's not like you're going, starting over, and that this time out that the universe is creating for you is really, really important, and they really want you to make the most of it, and the way you can make the most of it is not to fret. So I hope that that makes sense, and I hope that we wish you nothing but the best. And I'm sure, you know, your guides and your angels are all behind you 100%. So pay close attention, you know, pay close attention to signs, and especially if you start getting frustrated or scared, just stop in your tracks and say, I could see this differently. And, you know, we're all human, and then we're wired to do that stuff. But just before you go lean too far into that, stop and say, you know, there's another way to see this, and allow another way of looking at the situation to, you know, cast light on your circumstances.
Okay. All right.
Great. Well, thank you so much for calling, and thanks for waiting so patiently while we got up and running. And please call us back and keep us posted.
Okay, I will. Thank you very much.
Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Okay, here's another person who's called in, and now we have 530. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi, who are we speaking to?
My name is Stanley.
Hi, how are you doing tonight? How can Dina and I help you?
Well, I got a situation. I recently moved into a new place about 2 years ago, and I've had two different spirits come into the area, and not in the nice share the area. They're very physical, moving the bed, tugging at pillows, just causing a lot of discomfort, and I've tried working with them, you know, getting along and whatnot, but they're just bent on intimidation and whatnot. So I guess I'm trying to figure out what do they want from me, and how do I help them move on so that I can have peace again.
Interesting, and it'll be interesting to see where, because people have all wide range of opinions about ghosts and negative energy and things like that. So it'll be interesting to, you know, I think it's important that you just get as much information from as many people as possible, and then you decide what you believe. But with that all said, I'm going to let Dina go first.
All right. Well, first of all, my sense is that they're not going to harm you. So I don't think they're harmful. I just think, like you said, they're trying to intimidate you. So what you do, I've had this happen to me before, actually. And what I did was I after about 4 months of that, I was like, oh, yeah, that's enough. That is enough. And finally, when I didn't let it get to me anymore, and finally went, nope, I'm winning, you're not, they went away. They just went away after it was 4 months of me doing that, though. And then, but I also did, in addition to that, I also did some cleansing around the house. I did the salt around the windows. I saged the house, saged myself. I had to do that several times. So I did all that as well. But I feel like I said, I don't feel like they're harmful, the ones that you are experiencing, but I feel like that they are with the house, the place that you're living. You know what I mean? They didn't come with you. They're with the property. And
that's what I thought too.
Yeah. So I feel like they're with the property, but I feel like they feel like they're ownership of the property. In other words, you're the intruder. You know, you're the one that's in their space. So that's why they're doing what they're doing. But again, I don't feel like they're harmful. I just feel like they're just trying to, you know, just kind of be annoying and intimidate you and whatnot. But there are those simple steps.
I mean, they have their annoyances that it's not just bed moving. It's physically touching or causing pain. So, I mean, there's that element. And so that's why I'm kind of pushing to get them out. But about them being at the house, you know, is it possible for ghosts to move long distances? Because I've been 300 miles away and they've followed me.
Yes. You have one that follows you, but these ones you're talking about, I feel they're with the house.
Uh-huh.
The one that I feel follows you isn't the same as these two or one. I don't know. I can see, but yes, they do. They do actually follow you. That's, again, what happened in my case. They followed somebody who came to live with me. And that's how I got rid of them. But the ones that I see came with the house, the ones that you're talking about.
Yeah.
I feel like that perhaps the one that maybe that you brought with you stirred up the ones at the house too. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I feel is going on. Like the one that happened to me also was like physically sat on the bed, knocked on the headboard, you know, that sort of thing. Touched my leg, you know, touch this, whatever.
Yeah, I can feel the bed actually depress where they're sitting.
Yes,
so it's
yes,
a little
exactly.
Uneasy.
Yes, yeah, it's true, but it never hurt me. So I don't feel the ones that are around you are hurtful. And so have you done the saging or the salt?
I've done the salt, and it didn't seem to have an effect. The sage I'm still waiting to do.
Yeah, do saging you, your house, you know, do all that. And also, just will them away. Ask them to go and be persistent about it. You know, say, no, you're going, I'm staying. You know, that sort of thing. I feel like it will subside a little. You just have to be persistent with that. Amy, what do you get?
Yeah, I'm getting a whole bunch of stuff, and some of it is some of it's along the same lines. At one point in time, I started getting goosebumps at one of the things you were saying. This is what I sense. A lot of times, you know, there are a lot of things that we call ghosts. And again, this is I'm explaining. What I received empathically, and not like, oh yes, so now I know the answer because Amy said it. This is just what I am coming to learn about these things and coming to experience, because I've got something similar going on, but certainly not to as disruptive as what you are explaining. I feel that a lot of times what we call ghosts, just my personal opinion is that there are not really a lot of ghosts, trapped people, but there is a lot of residual energy, including the residual energy that all of us carry around. And idea of like bad ghosts and good ghosts, you know, like Casper the friendly ghost and then these things that are evil, that's all human, because in spirit, you know, in spirit, all, you know, that's just, so I'm sensing that it's kind of like, you know, have you ever been in a situation where everyone's just sitting around the dinner table having a wonderful time and all of a sudden this huge fight erupts? And it's like, well, how did that happen? You know, how did that happen? And like everything, whether we're dealing with dead people or live people or people who have never been entities that have never been people, you know, this stuff, you know, when the energy mixes to, you know, when the energy mixes together, it just creates this, you know, it creates like an explode, you know, there can be a bunch of safe things that when they come together can create an explosion. You know, you can create a bomb with things that are in and of themselves safe. And that's what I am sensing is going on here. I'm not saying that they are not physically, you know, disturbing you, because I think many of us have had those sort of experiences. But have you ever noticed also when, you know, again, when you're dealing with people, that even the work, you know, and when we see these horrible criminals and, you know, like, and, but then they go to jail and, you know, and they're so kind to the animal and they start to go or something like that. I sense just in the tone of your voice, you are a healer and you have the power to, you are a peacemaker. You are a peacemaker. But the only way you're going to be able to be a peacemaker to this energy is, you know, for sort of you to say, I ain't afraid of no ghosts, you know. So then it's suddenly like, oops, well, you know, it's not like, go ahead and do it with your hand on your hip, like, I dare you. But it's like, you know, that's fine, you know. Look at, you know, everybody, whether it's, you know, everybody has a beautiful heart and, you know, and a soul. Everybody has a beautiful, light-filled soul, even this energy. But it's like it's not being given a chance to breathe, and it's not being given, I think of my, I don't even know what I'm talking about. I think of my son, you know, and he was so bad in school, and it was like because they had branded him as being a troublemaker. So he's like, okay, I'm a troublemaker. I'm going to be the best troublemaker there is. You know, we label things good and bad. We label things, you know, dangerous or safe. You know, and big victims, villains, you know, in every situation, we always want to clearly identify the victim and the villain. And we want to kill the villain and save the victim. But we're all, there's no duality. You know, in spirit, there's no duality. So, and I'm not saying that you're going to be able to do this instantaneously, but I believe if you just allow these things that have, like bullies, you know, when you think of these bullying situations, or you think of abuse people who
well, that, that's
abuse
exactly
children
what this
and
seems like to me is a bullying situation.
Right. But ask the bully what he really wants. What is it that you really want? You got my attention. That's usually what bullies want is attention. You know, so now that you've got my attention, what is it that you want? What is it that you want to talk about? And just try to, the same way that each of us wants to be treated with respect,
and things. So what is it that you want to talk about? Try to let the other part of this energy reveal itself. Because whatever it is, it wants to give you a message, and it's gotten your attention. And, you know, I do not believe the message is, you suck and we're going to get you. But so it's just like, so what do you want? So what else can we talk about? You know, we already did this. I know you already, you know, did this to me or that to me. You woke me up, you know. So now what? You know, you want to play a game. You want to watch TV. You know, treat it with respect and dignity and love. Extend love to it instead of like, you know, think of it as being human. Think of this energy as being a human. What would you do if a human treated you in that manner? And
I'd want to sit down with them and say, you know, why are you doing this particular thing and what can we do to fix it?
Yeah. Why do you do, you know, and use some writing, you know, automatic write it when you're trying to get information from people who can't speak, whether it's a body who can't speak. My brother had his larynx taken out, and he would have to write things. Try, you know, work with writing, work with symbol, you know, when it comes, instead of jumping up, getting scared, getting mad, and honoring the bully in this energy, just experiment and see. Obviously, the person wants to give you a message, and I believe that it also needs information from you. It's picked you for a reason. Bullies pick, you know, again, when you can't figure it out, make it human and say, what would happen if this was in the, you know, what? How would this work if this thing, you know, was vibrating at a lower level and created mass and was a body?
Are EVPs an effective way to do that, or is automatic writing the best way?
Whatever works for you. But pay attention. EVPs are, you know, automatic writing and symbols and things like that are a wonderful way. EVPs, and I've heard many different ways, and I don't know if Dina knows anything about those, you know, EVPs, I'm becoming increasingly interested in those because the more I understand that all this is energy. It's not a ghost, and I'm not a body, and I'm not a person, and it's all just a whole bunch of energy, and it's all the same, then the more credence that I can give to things like EVPs. So, you know, if you've got the, some people just use the radio, you know, some people use the just regular transistor radios to try to pick up the stuff. There's all sorts of different ways. So, you know, try all of it. But the important thing to remember is, go Dina.
Oh no, that's why I said that when you finally decide that, you know, it's you that's staying and they're going, it's because it is all energy. So when you switch your energy around to the stronger of the two, or, you know, and not be afraid of it or what have you, then that's what works, because it is true. It is true what Amy is saying, and we are all energy, and it is all energy, and so that's how you have to get rid of energy, is switch it, change it, you know, change it to, like she said, positive and love, and treat it like, you know, a human being, because that's what you have to do. Once they know they can intimidate you, that energy is stronger than yours, so they stay.
But also remember, just like in if it was a human situation, you know, just because you're going to love someone who, you know, was just horrible to you or, you know, doesn't mean you have to accept unacceptable behavior. It's not like, okay, and I think a lot of people who do get really confused as far as, like, you know, love and forgiveness and this stuff, because then, you know, that's where it invariably goes to, but what about Hitler and what about Charles Manson and things like that? Now, these people don't, you do not have to accept this type of behavior. But the energy is, you know, the energy is, you know, just like a small child, you know, just like a pestery little kid is just sitting there screaming for attention, and the best way to get attention is to behave badly. We live in an entire culture where you get attention by behaving badly. Look at the people who get all the millions of dollars, those New Jersey Shore people and those Kardashian sluts, excuse my language, and this stuff. People behave badly and they get attention. People behave, you know, with dignity and, you know, respect and things like that. They end up going to jail like Nelson Mandela and things like that. So doesn't mean that you have to accept, you have to condone this, the behavior of the energy. Now, again, when you get confused, just say, if this, you know, this energy vibrated low enough that it turned into, you know, a human like we are, what would you let it sit there and would you let it sit there and do that stuff? Now, of course, if somebody, this body was doing that, you know, we would call the police. But you can see that even when with people with bodies, more and more people call the police, and the person who calls the police ends up being the person. You know, just know that you are, it thinks that you can help it, and it's screaming for help. So it's maybe not like, don't be scared of it. You can, I mean, I think some healthy fear of this, not fear, but some healthy, you know, whatever, caution of something like this is warranted. But, you know, when you go, you know, just like a teacher who would go teach in an inner city school or people have done some things like that, you're going to be cautious and you're also going to protect yourself. But if you look at, you know, it is asking you for help. It is asking you for help. And I don't even know where all this stuff that I'm saying is coming from right now. But it is asking you for help. So to try the automatic writing, try the automatic writing. You know, work with the EVP. But I think, you know, just treating it with cautious kindness, you know, or cautious respect. The way, you know. So what is it that what is it that you want? Because obviously it is not going to go away until it gets what it has come from. And just like, you know, we hear about people who, you know, like, why did we have, we don't have enough time to get into my whole, you know, we all come here kind of on assignment, and we all have these lessons. Some of them are assigned to us, you know. So just like, you know, how did I get this emotionally unavailable mother who manipulates and, you know, and causes and puts me in, you know, it's like I could do like, oh, you know, and then, you know, my mother, or I could be like, okay, this is really cool. I must have needed to learn this. Okay, so, you know, bring it on, you know, it's obviously there for a reason, and it's not going to go away until it gets what it wants. And I know it does not want to hurt you. It just wants to get your attention. So set boundaries for it. Set boundaries. That's one of the very important things when dealing with both people, with the entities in our lives that have bodies and the entities in our lives that don't have bodies. This is a little bit different than your situation. But when my husband died, I started visiting. Actually, that's how I ended up on Jethro's show. He started visiting Jethro before I even found Jethro's show. He started visiting all these friends of mine, who, you know, picking out the people who, you know, had this gift. And, of course, I wasn't that exposed to this, so I didn't know. I'm getting calls from people that I knew from all different aspects of my life. Then when he got my attention, started coming, and he was doing, you know, and at first I thought, oh, wow, this is so wonderful because, you know, I had proof that, you know, I had proof of, you know, that it was real. And sometimes he would come and hug me. I can't believe I'm saying this on the radio. But then he went too far. And I was like, excuse me? No. This is so creepy. And I don't know what gave me the sense to, because I really didn't, I just didn't think much of mediums one way or another. I went to a medium and I told her, you know, what happened. And she explained, I need to set boundaries, just as if how we have to set boundaries with other humans, or just how we have to set boundaries and, you know, rules with our pets and things like that, that we have to set boundaries with spirit. So, you know, setting some boundaries, you know, even if you have to, I don't know, if you live in a place where you have enough privacy, but, you know, put the rules on the wall for this energy to read, you know. No, touch me. Don't this, don't that. And set some boundaries. I don't know where this stuff is coming from. It's just like dabbling out of my mouth. So hopefully some of it will be helpful. Dina, do you have anything else?
No. Pretty much covered all of that. I mean, that's what I was saying. The boundaries and the, you know, just saying, kind of telling them what you want. Because they do, I mean, it is the same thing. You do have to treat them like they're human or like they're here. So you just, you know, it's how you, if you will it enough, it will go away. And so that's what you have to do. But if you're firm with it, meaning with the resolve within yourself, then yes, it will go away,
mm-hmm.
is what I'm hearing.
I think one of the
And my other question was...
go ahead.
Well, it kind of can be intimate at times. I don't want to get too detailed, but, you know, is it natural for spirits to want to be touched or, I guess, like try to have a relationship or something?
Well, yes, that's what I was trying to
explain before
with my,
yeah.
That's what I was trying to explain with, you know, that happened with my dead husband. And I couldn't believe it, and I was walking around, you know, when you, it filled me with shame. It just filled me with shame. I can't explain. And then this one
That's
night.
That's exactly the word for it.
I was staying in a hotel, and lo and behold, this freaking show comes on TV about, you know, it. And there was like three different instances, and some of them made sense, you know, some of them resonated to my, one resonated to my situation. So yes, I will tell you from personal experience that I do, but remember, it's just, you know, it's just energy. And it filled me with shame. I was like, so, I wasn't creeped out by him. I was like, and you know, certainly you can't.
I just didn't expect those urges something. From a spirit, you know.
See, it's, you know, it's energy. Again, go back to this idea, what would you do if it had a body? Because we are all, the more I experience this, the more I read everything, I'm more and more understanding, you know, it's just all the same. It's all just energetic. Thoughts are energy, you know, and whether, am I saying I conjured that up, like, oh, you know, oh, I haven't had sex since my husband died, so please come down here. No, that isn't what, that is not how that happened. I don't know how it, I do not know how exactly it happened, but it doesn't, it's not, that part isn't important. All those things, all those words that we use to describe it and stuff, they limit, they're really all judgments, they limit this, they limit the possibilities. So, yeah, that
I just need to look at all those activities that are going on and just say that's just him trying to get my attention, basically.
He's just trying, and that's what Keith was trying to do. He was just trying to get my attention. And I guess he was sort of thinking about, you know, because when he was alive, and that's why he went to the other people first, because when he was alive, I never paid any attention to him. I was busy on the computer or watching TV or running off somewhere or, you know. There was one time he could get my attention is, you know, when we were having sex, and I can't believe I'm talking so forthright about all this on, I hope that none of the people I know from my day job hear this, but, you know, he was just trying to get my attention, and you know that is one of the things that will capture my attention. So don't think of it in terms. Just as you're not going to judge this energy that is causing you these problems. Don't judge yourself either. You know, and I did. I walked around with. I was just like, I am such a disgusting person that I blah 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 blah. No, that isn't it at all. But I will also tell you, as soon as I, you know, I went to this woman, I lived kind of close to Casadega, and in Casadega there's a lot of mediums that are not so fabulous, but I just happened to get a very experienced, very talented and very compassionate one, and she explained to me that I was going to have to set boundaries. Now, here's something that that she said, and now that I'm thinking, someone else I got a reading from Blog Talk said, tell this thing, he can't come in your bedroom, you know, can't come in your bedroom. That was one of the things I had to tell Keith. No, you're not coming in here anymore because that is ridiculous. You know, I will meet you at the lifeguard chair, you know, and when I want to, you know, and for a while, if I wanted to talk to him, if I wanted to, you know, experience his energy, I would go to the lifeguard stand. So tell it, you can't be in your bedroom.
Okay.
So, you know, tell it can't be, but tell it, you know, you can come meet me over here, you know, meet me at set an appointment. You know, come meet me over here. Again, this stuff's just babbling out of my mouth.
I mean, I'm pretty open for being talked to whenever I'm awake, but it's like when I'm in my bed, I want to go to bed, you know. It's not time for chatting. But
well,
it's like he does it all day long, like almost 24 hours. And it's like, okay, enough of the touching. Just tell me what you want, you know. So it's just been two years
yeah.
of trying to get him to talk in some way, and it just hasn't been anything yet.
Try to write. Start with the
automatic. But the automatic
writing
definitely.
It's a good way to start, and then the more you can learn about, you know, the EVP, the more you can learn about, and you know, just it's all just working with the energy, you know. It's almost like cut, you know, you could try using this, that doesn't work, or that doesn't appeal to you, you can try using this. There is no right or wrong, and if you think about it, some of the most greatest inventions of our, you know, civilization have come from mistakes. So you really can't make you really can't make a mistake. You really can't make a mistake. But boundaries. You know, not just like, no, you can't come in here. Like, get the F out of here now, you know. I told you already, get out of here. You know, mean it. Not just say, oh, you can't come in here, but then in your heart of hearts of hearts, because I got to tell you, this was a little difficult for me, because the first time that, you know, so after that happened, and then, you know, here I am, this widow, and had a whole bunch of other stuff going on. I wasn't ready to date yet. And I was like, oh, okay, well, you know, that was kind of cool. Maybe we could do it again, you know. And I was, the spirit needs clear messages. Clear messages. So, you know, spend quiet time and maybe, you know, in this writing, you know, and be truly honest with yourself. Because a lot of times, you know, when there's a victim, you know, we don't want to say, oh, she deserved it, but there isn't really victim and villain. There isn't that duality, you know. What are you doing to, you know, are you sending this thing clear messages? And not just clear messages because you said that. Are you sending the messages with your thoughts? Are you sending the messages with your behavior? And are you sending the messages from every fiber of your being? And examine the places where maybe you're, because this is what I was doing because I thought it was pretty cool. I thought it was pretty interesting. And I was getting pretty entertained and whatever else, you know, sort of entertained. We'll just leave it at entertained. I mean, I'm not, you know, but I'm just saying, I was like, oh, yeah, hey, you can come, you know, come back. And I'd be like, no, get out of here. And you need clear messages. And it's not just what you want to think. What are you really thinking? The thought behind the thought. And it just work, you know, it's just a work in, it's not like, oh, yeah, if you do all this, it's going to go away. This isn't going to happen overnight. You know, it's just a process. And I think that is perhaps why just like my, you know, manipulative mother or my this or my that that comes in, the lessons that you learn from managing this relationship with this energy that is, you know, are probably going to, you know, translate into, oh, okay, well, that's kind of over here and, you know, and this and that. So just use it as a, you know, anyway, I'm running out of words, but I hope that some of that made sense. But yeah, you know, that it happened.
It did.
I mean, and then I saw the show. I saw that it happened to me. I saw the show on it, and I'm going to say here right on the radio that we're going to have to go because we actually have some other callers. That my thought behind my thought was, oh, hey, you know, that was kind of funky. Why don't you come back? You know, be real clear. So anyway. Thank you so much for calling, and feel free to call us back or call into some of the other Blog Talk shows, because I think everyone's going to have their own little take on it based on their experience with spirit, based on their, you know, personal whatever. So thank you for sharing with us something, you know, so personal, and thank you for sharing something so, you know, thanks for trusting us.
Thank you for the advice. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, well, keep us posted. Thanks for calling. Okay.
All right. Honey, thank you.
Okay. I ran the show a little bit over, but let's just go. There's one person here, and they've been holding for 35 minutes, so I would hate to, after all that, just go, oh, sorry, bye. So this is going to be the last call. This is going to be the last caller. And hopefully it'll be nice too.
Hello. Hi, who are we
speaking to?
Nicole.
Hi, Nicole. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're great. How can we help?
Yeah, I'm just wondering. My uncle passed away when I was like 5 years old. I was wondering if you guys can see if he will come through.
Okay, I'm gonna let Dina do that. I sort of have to decompress from the last caller.
Okay, fine.
Okay. Oh. Oh yeah. Did your uncle have problems in like the chest and stomach area?
Well, I don't know what happened. Somehow he shot himself. We don't know if it was murder or his ex-fiance shot him. It was actually on Unsolved Mysteries. We have no answers what happened to him. All we know is he shot himself. Or somebody shot him.
Well, okay, so was there something going on? Do you know where he was shot?
No, I was too young. I was only 5 when he...
Oh, because to me it feels like it was in the heart area, the chest area. That's what it
mm-hmm.
feels like. Because I'm also getting
this. I have a good family. That's what I heard through my family was the chest area.
What's that?
That's what I heard through my family was the chest area.
Yeah, that's what I was asking to getting was it the chest? Because that's where I was getting. Like I can't breathe.
Mm-hmm.
And so. There was, what I'm feeling is that wasn't the person in the room. I don't know
mm-hmm.
if this was confirmed. Has that been confirmed?
It's still an unsolved case in Baltimore. We don't know what happened.
I understand it was unsolved, but was there anybody else there?
My family thinks that his ex-fiance was there.
Because what I'm feeling is there was another person in the room.
Mm-hmm.
He's telling me there was another person in the room.
Mm-hmm.
And that there was something not so good that went down.
Yeah.
You know, like some words.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like this is what he's saying. There was somebody else there. There were some words that went down, but then I feel this is what I'm hearing and feeling is that he couldn't handle the words of what took place, and I feel like he did it himself.
So it was suicide that he did it. He shot himself.
That's what they're saying. My sense is that prior to this. Is that there was other things happening in his life that he didn't like or couldn't handle. Is that true?
Right.
Do you know any of this?
His father was really hard on him. His mother
mm-hmm.
really was kind of baby. And when he passed away, his mother kind of like really lost it. And she's on the other side too, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because that's what I'm feeling like there was other things in his life that he didn't, that was not, that he did not like or was going on. Therefore, this just compounded to it.
Uh-huh.
So this just added to it and just like it couldn't take any more. Because uh-huh. I also feel like he was battling either depression or depression or bipolar or some other kind of, you know, personality thing. That's what I'm feeling. Uh-huh. So I think this uh-huh. just snapped and put him over the edge and snapped. Is what I'm feeling. He's saying that there was just too much life was too much to handle at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's with in the afterlife. He's doing much. He's not feeling all that depression that
right.
whatever. He's not feeling that. It's fine. And
mm-hmm.
so. It was just simply that he wanted to give up or just snapped. Not even that he wanted to give up. It was just enough to put him over the edge at the time, at the moment. You know, when you
right.
make those stupid decisions,
mm-hmm.
you know, type
yeah.
of thing, that's what it was.
Mm-hmm.
But also know that a lot of times we you know, contract our future
mm-hmm.
before we get here or what we're going to
mm-hmm.
do or what the lessons we're going to learn or the play out or what have you. And
right.
so he contracted to go at that time
mm-hmm.
for other reasons.
Right.
Yeah, so I do feel like that he will come back at some point when he's ready to the earth plane.
Uh-huh.
I feel like he has another purpose. That's what he's telling
uh-huh.
me. He has another purpose. And that's why he had to go then, because he's coming back for another purpose, not too far away. Amy, did you want to add to any of this?
Yeah, okay. I just wanted to say, because at the beginning I wasn't tuning because I was still decompressing from the last call, but I got a strong message that this, you know, that this the unsolved mystery and, you know, the blaming of the fiancé and things like that, those are just coping mechanisms for them to process their grief. When they have healed, you know, and it's because some people have to process grief through outrage or anger or, you know, again, victim villain kind of thing. So it's serving a necessary purpose. And while it's unfortunate that, you know, this person is, you know, being, you know, wrongly accused, the truth is gonna reveal itself. And when you know, when his mom has sufficiently healed, you know, is standing on solid ground again.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, but she's on the other side now.
She's passed on.
Okay. Yeah. Then that's where that's coming from. That she knows that it was, you know, the truth will just reveal itself. The truth is just going to continue to, you know, reveal itself. And, you know, well, I guess in this case, it revealed itself when, you know, she was reunited with him, you know, reunited on the other side. Over the course of time, that everyone is going to understand that, sort of like what Dina was saying, that it, you know, that there, this was his, you know, that this was his exit point. And instead of focusing on, you know, the life cut short, another way to focus on it is these are the things, because I do get a strong feeling that there was, you know, he just didn't walk an easy path while he was here. And, you know, the lessons were, you know, the assignment was, certainly I hope this doesn't sound like I'm condoning suicide, but he just wants everyone to come to peace. He wants everyone who's still trying to process it to just, you know, just come to peace with it. And you know, it's going to be a slow process, but the more people who can come to peace with it, well, they still have bodies, really going to be important lesson. The important lesson for those who have survived that are still walking the earth. It was certainly tragic and it wasn't okay. It's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay. So anyway, thank you for calling. And
I have another question real quick. I'm sorry.
Oh, sure, please. No, go ahead. You held for so long.
I think it's really, I don't really remember. I'm only 5 years old. Does he have any messages for me? Because I was so young when he passed. I was only 5.
Well, the message that I got really strongly was that, it's okay, all is well, and that, you know, it's not that much different, you know, big message was, you know, the story that, you know,
the scenario that played out, and that then Dina, do you have something?
I'm feeling like he's telling you to change your course of life. Like,
okay.
you're thinking about something. You've been thinking about something, but you're not doing it. So change your course of life. Change it to the positive.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he's saying. You can change it. He couldn't change it, but you can.
Mm-hmm.
And so you need to stay on the straight and narrow. You need to realize what went on, you know, all this stuff that's been going on, all these lessons you've been learning, that
mm-hmm.
you don't need to walk that path. You're going to walk a different path. That's what he's telling
mm-hmm.
you. And so
mm-hmm.
don't get off it. Stay on a positive one. Don't get off it. Are you thinking about schooling?
Yes, ma'am. And I'm also thinking about moving too, which I don't know if it's going to happen.
Moving
so.
To what?
Moving and going back to school also.
Okay. That's what he's saying. Yes, he's saying that's why he asked about school, because
mm-hmm.
because, you know, you will be. Whether
mm-hmm.
it's right now or not, I'm not sure, but you will be. That's what he's saying. Stay on the path. Stay on the course. Don't get off it, because you will have a tendency to get off it, and
mm-hmm.
he's telling you not to.
Okay. Right.
Okay?
Well, thank you. Thank you guys so much.
You're welcome.
All right.
Thanks
guys.
For holding, and thank you for
no problem.
Thank you for listening.
No
okay.
Thank you so much,
Dina. Thank you. So, Dina, it was great to share the airwaves with you, and it was quite. We didn't have that many callers, but we certainly went in a lot of different directions. So, going forward, until
yes.
things change, but for next week, Dina and I will be on. It's at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Wednesday nights. And we look forward to everyone joining us. At least hopefully next week people will have a little bit more warning. And because we had to move. Erica, I'm sorry, she's in the chat. Yeah, we're not doing any more readings. This show, it got very confusing. It was supposed to be at 9, but blah, 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 all these things happened. So I scheduled it for a little bit longer because I didn't know if we were going to have enough time to get people into the room, but we did a full hour some of the readings were fairly intense. So I think, you know, there's a great show going on right now, Curious Times, and pop up over there. But anyway, we will be back from 9 to 10, because that's really, you know, there's a whole bunch of shows that start at 10. There's all this, you know, all these overlapping shows. There's also, our dear friend Bonnie, she's doing a show right now, Bonnie Alvers. So there's other shows, you know, we're winding down. Dina's got up in Maine, she's got to put some more logs on the fire, and I'm in Florida, and I have to go take a moonlight dip, but I love sharing the airwaves with you, Dina. I look forward to a much
yeah.
more organized and planned show next Wednesday
right.
at 9 p.m.
Well, thank you, Amy. It was a great reading. I look forward to it again.
Yeah. Well, stay warm and enjoy that beautiful Christmas tree, because I will tell you, I do not have a Christmas tree, and I really wish I had a Christmas tree, you know, so regardless of where you are, where it's hot or cold or anything, just make sure that you enjoy what you are experiencing. I think that's what I want to leave everybody with, because all the people up north, they want to be in Florida. All the people in Florida, it was 85 degrees on Saturday, and, you know, I want a white Christmas. But you know what? Just enjoy the magic that's right around you. And Dina and everybody, we'll see you next week. Take care.
Yes. Have a good week. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.